Welcome to Hasidut Daily, 2 minutes of inspiration with Eli the Jew.
Shalom, shalom, my friends. Hope everyone's doing well. Wanted to share with you a quick idea that I was just blessed to come across with a wonderful chavrusa of mine in the Maharal of Prague, where he says that Pidyon Shvuyim, redemption of captives, can be compared to Chidushei Torah, to having new original Torah thoughts. And so I figured I would, it was very apropos that we got to that today, because, of course, as is well known, probably the most famous captive of the Jewish people of our time was Jonathan Pollard, and he, of course, just returned to the land of Israel, thank God. And so I thought I'd share this idea with you, that Maharal explains that Pidyon Shvuyim, redemption of captive, is that someone was in the darkness and then he's brought to life, to light. And so similarly, that's externally with people and in the world. So internally, what is this in a person? It's the idea of Chidushei Torah, of bringing about a deeper level of understanding, revealing light in a space where it wasn't before, bringing something out from the darkness into revelation. This is the idea of having a legitimate original Torah thought. And of course, sharing it with the world. We've mentioned in the past also that there's an idea to share a person's original Torah thoughts. And again, it has to be rooted in Torah and truth, not not being sullied by different other influences from outside of Torah. And there's an idea to share them. So much so is this the case that the Arvei Nachal says that sometimes if a person doesn't give out their new original Torah thoughts, they have to come back in another incarnation, and then they bring out those Torah thoughts. But the thing is, when they bring out those Torah thoughts, at that point, then they're all pumped up about their Torah thoughts, their original Torah thoughts. They give them over to other people. Other people are like, oh, okay, it's nice. And it's just like, yo, don't you see how awesome this is? And the people don't get it, because really those original Torah thoughts were intended for an earlier generation, where it would have like really landed on them differently and really resonated with them in a greater way. Anyway, so point is, when you can be a part of redeeming captives, that's an awesome great mitzvah. Once it was actually one of the first mitzvahs I was a part of a year, and after Rosh Hashanah was over, but that's a separate conversation. It goes back to the Uman days. But for now, what we can all do in this part is to hopefully bring out some Torah thoughts based on Torah truths. If, of course, Hashem opens the door to us in that way, which, of course, we all have original Torah thoughts to bring out into the world. We're all unique souls, which means we have, if we go ahead and build ourselves and refine ourselves and learn, we're going to be able to come up with these ideas, and we shouldn't take them lightly, but it's part of what we're here to do and here to reveal in this world, in this lifetime, as a unique soul, in a unique time, in a unique place. So, my friends, have yourselves a wonderful, meaningful day. And if I don't speak to you again before that, a wonderful, meaningful Shabbat.
Thank you for listening to the Hasidus Daily Podcast. For more inspirational content, including books, audio, and video presentations, visit ellythejew.com.